This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
Impossible Foods is living up to their name by attempting to make a realistic beef patty using only plant-based products. As reported by Evelyn Resley in the Wall Street Journal, the burger gets a red meat flavor from something Impossible Foods founder Patrick Brown calls plant blood. While this effort to replicate meat flavor, I asked a vegetarian to weigh in on what he thinks of Impossible Foods burger.
I'm vegetarian because I don't like the taste of meat. It's not a political statement or anything. It's just, I just don't like the taste of it.
But a spokesperson with Impossible Foods said their burger isn't for people who are already vegetarians. He wrote, "Our target audience is people who love the taste of meat and are unwilling to cut it out of their diet. That's why our goal is to provide meat from plants that is every bit as good as meat from animals." Eva, who calls herself a burger queen, is skeptical.
It would have to really taste just like a cheeseburger, and I'm quite like the cheeseburger fanatic, so it would really need to be pretty realistic to sway me.
And that is just what Impossible Foods plans to do. They say that large-scale industrial meat production is not sustainable as meat demand increases. Although their processes may change as they optimize them for production scale, Impossible Foods claims that their meat will require 1/10 of the land and less than 1/2 of the water used to make an equivalent amount of beef, and it will at least halve the greenhouse gas emissions.
I think if what people want to eat is something that is meat or like meat, then we better try to meet that demand in a way that is more ecologically sustainable than producing the vast quantities of meat that we do produce at present.
That's Peter Singer, philosopher and professor of bioethics at Princeton.
Of course, if people were simply to say, well, I'm going to choose something completely different anyway that doesn't resemble meat, that would be excellent. But at the moment, although there is certainly a growth in the number of vegetarians and vegans, it's still quite a small minority.
Founder of Heritage Foods USA, Patrick Martins, said he was skeptical of meat substitutes at first. Then he tasted Brooks Headley's burger at Del Posto Restaurant.
What he's been able to do is produce a burger that tastes, I can't believe I'm saying this, just as good as a meat hamburger. We should be eating less meat, but better quality meat when we eat it. And if a vegetarian option can help us get part of the way, I welcome it.
But Patrick also stresses that his decision was solely based on taste. Consumers won't eat meat substitutes unless it can really live up to their expectations.
The idea of it sounds right, but it has to taste as good.
Impossible Foods is planning to make their veggie burger available to consumers by the end of 2015. And the company might need that time to convince hardcore meat lovers like Tony from Brooklyn to try their product.
So is this something you would eat?
No.
Why?
A hamburger gotta have meat. What kind of hamburger is it without no meat? No, I wouldn't touch it. Forget about it. I wouldn't touch it. No hamburger. That's not a hamburger. That's a lab burger.
For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Caitlin Pierce.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.